Hello, it's Monday, July 26th, and that means two things. First off, you can actually machine wash a cast iron pan if you're confident in your seasoning, and it's time for the Lighting Industry News Brief brought to you by Keystone Live. These are in-person demos for all their latest products. Get to know their FutureFit LED kits. All these are great, right to your door, light made easy, light making sense. Into the news, though, the DLC has opened their draft on surveillance testing policy for comments. This is an expansion to the 5.1 policy document. Comments will close on the 27th of August. VLT has acquired Lambent. This is a private holding company adding to their lighting portfolio. Energy Focus has won Product of the Year for the Sun Cycle series. Global Foundries has denied buyout rumors related to their semiconductor manufacturing plant. The DOE secretary will be delivering an address at the NECC coming up soon. Get a Grip on Lighting features Frank Agraz talking about his business. Signify has declared Q2 results. Profitability at 10%. Cree's revenues are down 12% of expectations. Osram has a brand new quantum dot for general lighting. That might be a record. That might be the first one. Correct me if I'm wrong. Hubble has declared their quarterly dividend. Shareholders are due their usual 98 cents per share. Keystone went on a monitor recycling drive. 2 weeks driving around Philadelphia finding old monitors. A new lighting association has formed in France. Lumen and Lux promise to promote all players in the industry. Welcome to the party, where we'll maybe see you at the convention. EMC is sponsoring the PGA 3M Open. That's the third year in a row, and that was sports for months, I think. In events, Light and Building is adding a digital extension to their 2022 event. And Enlighten Me, their conference, is asking for submission. They'll be considered until the 4th of October in rep agencies. Tridonic has contracted with Global Lighting for North America. VLT has added 20 reps. And Zycato has signed BR Lighting and Controls for Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio. In recommended reading, all these on nail.org. We have Lemon interviewing Rob Pope on lighting as a digital media. Energy storage past the battery. That's a YouTube video. CE Pro is talking about how to grow your business with human-centric light. We have what to pack when you go on an energy audit. Martina Smith and what lies beyond the LED. And Howard Hale's top 5 tungsten filament bulbs. Get them while you can. In legal news, Everlight is claiming that Nichia patents are invalid despite a German court ruling. Ledcom is suing Westinghouse. That's their 8th patent case in 18 months. Bridgelux is suing Everlight over 4 chip-on-board designs. And Ideal has been assigned a new patent for optic assemblies. In market projections, LEDs will be 98% of the lighting market by 2025. The IoT market will expand by 25%. LED drivers will reach $49 billion in value in the next 6 years. Smart home lighting systems are set for 13% growth. And LED work lights, that market's going to reach $1 billion in value in the next 5 years. GE Current, a Daintree company, has a new building control software. This is a web app, and it's ready to go. Savant has bought Racepoint Energy. They're a power automator, and they will now go by the name Savant Power. Nokia has debuted a light switch. This is a partnership with Smart Labs for residential IoT. Zycato has partnered with AMBX for software and Bluetooth mesh solutions. And Ocean has switched to Bluetooth mesh as well, following their partnership with Silver. In R&D, light in the early morning reduces depression for mice. It's always for mice first. This is a study out of Zurich. US DOE is funding rare earths from coal extraction research. You might remember this from about 2 years ago. Coal dust might have something useful to do after all. And LumiLeds is producing a 17,000 lumens from one die. That's a new company record for flux density. In horticultural stuff, Grow Generation has bought Bendo Shino Greenhouse and Garden Supply. This is their first plant in California. UFlorida is adding UV disinfection to a strawberry farm. These are UV-armed robots targeting mites and their eggs. And NASA is growing hot peppers right now. New indoor growing project from them on the ISS. In dark sky, the border wall lights are still on. Audubon is making the case for lights out for bird safety. Palm Beach, Florida is entering their seventh month of deliberation on a dark sky policy. And the IDEA is recapping their year in darkness equity programs. In local news, Georgia Power is offering new efficiency programs. MassDOT is funding projects in 10 counties. The EBH and Sons of Terrace, BC is moving down the street to a nice new facility. Idaho Falls Power has given an AB InBev brewing facility an efficiency award. Irondequoit, New York has new streetlights in the mail. New Hampshire, has lost 22,000 energy sector jobs last year. Sandy, Oregon, it will be refitting their streetlights. And maintenance costs on North Providence's streetlights has doubled this year. In projects, news, and oddities, we have a portrait of Nick Tesla done entirely in old appliances from Patrick Prosko. And Monsby has released a lamp that looks questionable. It's not safe for work, but I saw it, and now you have to. In people news, hirings, promotions, dismissals, and otherwise, LE Lighting has hired 3 new sales and marketing team members. Velodome Lighter is switching their leadership team up, and Ramin Merganpour has left his role as co-president of Lutron. Thank you very much, Nail. Thank you for listening. I've been Scott Wachter. Enjoy your week. Enjoy the music. Have a good one.